Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to I'll Watch It Later podcast. As always, I am Aaron, without a D.
Well, he's getting the D later.
Oh, you're going to change how you introduce people?
No, sorry.
Okay, no, I'm Jordan with a big D.
And I'm Scott without the D.
As always, I'm joined by my best friend, Jordan.
Hi, everybody.
And my best friend, producer, and brother-in-law, Scott.
Carpenter extraordinaire.
Yes, he has been working on the studio all day long. Well, not all day long.
Are we going to name this place? Like, are we going to have some dumb name of what we record in other than the closet?
I don't know. We'll come up with something.
All right, cool.
I like the idea of a name and then like getting a little plaque and put it up there.
Right.
So we'll see. But
By the way, you're building a plaque.
No, I'll buy the plaque.
It's a router.
Yeah. He does all my stuff. He's my guy. He's my guy. I love him.
He's your Al Borland. Does all the work. You just show up and...
I pay for a lot of dinners and concerts.
Shit. It's always about the money.
It's not. It's I don't
give you shit.
I don't mind. I don't mind spending thousands of dollars on Scott if he just does what I ask.
Just your fucking whore.
It's all about the money with you. By the way, we have a concert in a couple weeks.
Yeah. LA.
I know we do.
I think it's a couple months, September. U-Fest. Or something. I don't know. We're getting well.
U-Fest.
Anyway. Oh, U-Fest. He's not going to U-Fest.
No, fuck him. We're not talking about him anymore. It's about me.
And back to me.
Snack show.
It is the snack show. Last week, we told you it was going to be a big old snack show. And
favorite time of the month.
Yeah, everybody's favorite time of the month. This is the one you guys actually care about, which is completely fine with me. I don't mind. I like doing it, but God darn it, do we have a big plethora of fucking snacks for you today. So let's just
where do we start?
Let's just get into it. We're going to
potato snacks, Batman.
We're going to start with Scott's snack, and tell us what you brought, Scott.
These are,
they don't say new.
I don't know if
you say snack like it's the
honestly,
one.
Honestly, I don't think I've
snack.
Ever I've never seen them, and they don't say new on them, but it's the Pringles fried onion ring. I don't know if these have been out. I've never had them.
I have, honestly, other than the ones that we've done for our show, I've kind of shied away from Pringles because I always feel like they would just kind of taste the same. Like
I kind of agree because I have the Scorchin' Nacho out there, and I dived into those yesterday, and there was no nacho flavor about them.
They just smell like Pringles. Like, it's just Pringles. Like, that's
actually thinks that they taste like something other than just a fucking onion Pringle.
I hope these taste like fucking... Funyuns, but in Pringle form.
You're going to have to get the taste at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Because it goes away really quick.
It's a Pringle.
Bursting with flavor for 3 seconds. That should be their new slogan.
I like Pringles regardless. So I can eat any Pringle.
Hmm.
I definitely feel like it needs more flavor, though.
Yeah. You do taste it right at the beginning. It does taste like a Funyun. Like, you just get that...
That's all it tastes like, is
onion flavor for a second, but then you get into the... Oh, it's just I'm chewing cardboard. And it's just... It gets into this paste in your mouth because you've been chewing these crisps. Just can't call them chips.
I was really excited when I saw these because I hate onions. I love onion rings.
I love onions.
Same. I'm the same way. The other night, I went to a Whataburger and just ordered... Onion rings with jalapeno ranch.
Oh,
oh my God, was it incredible.
Ooh, there's a Whataburger right down the street. We should go.
These are, for me, just grab a bag of Funyuns.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Yeah, if you want onion flavor, grab something different. If you want Pringles and you just, you know, whatever.
I don't hate them.
You're not going to be disappointed in the fact that it's a Pringle you're used to Pringle. But
it says bursting with flavor.
Oh, they're never bursting.
Where does it say that? Bursting with flavor at the top.
What does it say? It's right for
he was about ready to fight me.
No, it wasn't.
Where does it say that, you moron?
It says 1976 on there.
You mean right here at the top?
There's nothing offensive about this.
It's
like Pringles. I'll buy Pringles all day long. So I give a regular Pringle a 2. This is 2.5 because I like Funyuns too.
Yeah, but I don't get enough Funyun flavor throughout chewing it. It's quick and then it's gone. So I'm going to stay with a two. Like, they're serviceable. I'll eat that entire can.
Yep.
I just don't think.
In fact, give me the can.
He's going to eat the can.
He wants more.
I'm hungry.
I know. We're going hard, though.
Yeah, it's two. Yeah.
No, we're gonna have a lot. To eat. Yeah, I'm at a 2.5, right down the middle. I don't think they're anything special when it comes to Pringles. I mean, again, if you want that onion flavor, grab a bag of Funyuns, because you'll probably get a more pleasurable experience.
Have you heard anything about the maple butter syrup?
No.
Pepsi.
I need to get my hands on that.
Not too many people have it yet. So.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it anywhere. Like, no one's talked about it other than the one news article that came out maybe like 2 weeks ago.
I've seen one guy that I follow that does have it.
A bunch, the Dad Bod Snacks, who actually talks to me on Instagram, he got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I haven't seen anybody really. Like, usually it's on YouTube. Everyone, influencers, all these people have it. And they talk about it. No, no one said one thing other than that news article. So,
yeah, so we're,
I'm interested.
Working on it.
I can't wait to get another Pepsi product that I'll shit on.
Right.
Speaking of. What do we got next?
So we're going to do these?
I think we should, just because
they're cold.
Now, again, these are out. You can get them. We've had these in the bank for, 3 weeks now? Because we're waiting on the snack show. It's the Nitro Pepsis. I got these before they hit the stores, and we've just been kind of sitting on these. Oh, my God.
Pour hard!
Drink it!
No, pour hard!
Drink
what
it!
Are you
pour
doing?
It!
Pour hard!
Pour it everywhere!
That's the point!
It would have exploded if I opened it all the way. Holy shit.
It wouldn't have.
This is really why we got to record videos. Yeah, so Scott, you know, poured it all over the board. If this doesn't look...
So, you're supposed to pour these. There's a specific way. You got to tip these up and pour them, like, super hard to, like, create the foam.
The red can.
The problem was is that it was pressurized, and when I opened it, it started to explode.
Okay, you guys talk. Here we go.
So I hope, hopefully nobody...
Okay, Jordan did it right. Who was like, oh, no.
But how's Jordan going to drink his? I guess we'll drink out of the same cup.
What the hell is this? This is just all foam.
It's such foam, dude.
I'm going to get my COVID. Who cares?
Okay. The foam is very creamy, though, dude. It's weird.
Right. So I just poured the Nitro Pepsi Vanilla Draft in a cup. These are the big, beautiful red cups you get at a Pizza Hut in 1986.
I did. I bought them all for my house.
Yeah.
I was trying to recreate
it. Try it before it goes bad.
I'm going to try the vanilla real quick because there's a big head
bad.
Of
it. Well, I think once the nitrous like subsides.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the problem with this. If you don't get this drink the second you pour it, it's just flat Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. You got to get the foam in there because the foam is actually pretty smooth.
I'm not going to lie. I really don't see the point of these.
It's a gimmick.
It's very gimmicky. I don't feel like with Nitro anything, the bubbles are supposed to be smaller so you get denser foam, which I get if you do it the right way, denser foam. I could see this better in like a kegerator situation where you're pouring it in a draft, but as far as out of a can, it's too gimmicky.
I liked it.
It's fine. It's not
it's
terrible. It's
the
just,
regular
it's
Pepsi.
Crazy.
It is actually smoother than a regular Pepsi. With the carbonation, you get a more of a bite.
It does taste creamier.
Yeah, you get more of a bite to it. So, but this is something that like I don't know if you could drink this out of a can though.
Did you get any of the second one?
Of the what?
Of
the
so,
second one?
He just downed
the vanilla?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I did get it.
He just downed it. He's like, well, I'm not
only
being
thinking
supervised.
Of himself.
They're talking. Let me see if I can sneak this entire can.
No, they are smoother than regular Pepsis.
Right.
They're very much smoother. I don't know if you could drink this out of the can, though, is what I'm saying. Like, you have to pour this in a cup and get the foam.
Yeah. Drink at home. Make a production out of it. I can see these be fun in, like a float. You know, put a float in there. You put a little bit of scoop of vanilla in there. It'd be good. But they're not... I'm not going to go out of my way to do this again. Like, this is not a go out of my way and get a 4-pack of Nitro Pepsi for $6.
Yeah. Functionality, I don't know. Like, if you stopped at a convenience store and you picked up a Pepsi Nitro, how are you going to drink that?
I don't see these selling in a
You're
going to
pour
QT
hard
or
down
a,
your throat.
Yeah, I guess.
These aren't going to be sold as singles, I don't think. Like, I saw them in the store in a 4-pack.
Like a 4-pack.
And they're a take-home, get ice cold, and then pour them into a cup. You can't drink this from a QT.
Yeah,
you're
not
getting
you
in your car
drink
and
the
drinking.
Truck. Yeah, Because apparently it's going to fucking go all over the place when you try to fucking open it.
Well, that's what happens when you hold it for 9 months.
It is...
I can't open my phone without some noise being made.
Well, back to the snack show.
Oh, I am on the snack show. I just was looking up
You know what? Flavor-wise, I'm going to give these a 3.
Yeah.
Because I think they're actually pretty good.
I actually really like
them. I think
them.
If you compare it to Pepsi, the carbonation in a regular Pepsi has a lot of like bite to it.
Right.
This does not.
To me, Pepsi always tasted like it had a weird cinnamon taste to it. And this is why I'd never like Pepsi over Coke. I love
Coke is
products
the
is
ruler of all
to me.
Things.
I know Scott likes Pepsi. I personally don't. This if they if
Scott,
this wasn't so
dumb,
cherry Pepsi for they, life.
I actually do love cherry Pepsi.
Wild cherry Pepsi is great.
Yeah.
If they could somehow make this flavor without the whole bullshit of nitro,
yeah.
I would drink Pepsi a lot more,
me too.
I think.
Exactly.
But I think the flavor comes from the fact that they've done this infusion where the bubbles are smaller and they make a smoother taste.
Fuse these nuts.
So, unfortunately, compared to a Pepsi, this is better. It's not better than a Coke, but I would say it's a 3. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I loved it. I hate Pepsi, and this I absolutely love both. I drink both things, not caring if anyone else got any because it was so good. That is a rarity for me. I absolutely fucking loved it. The regular Pepsi actually tasted good for once, which was crazy.
Right, because it loses that bittery,
so
cinnamony.
So I just took a little sip. There was a little bit left in the can.
Tastes like regular Pepsi.
Tastes like flat Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yep. If you don't do this immediately and get that bubbly,
I don't know if you get any of it,
foamy
like
head on
just
this,
a tad
it's,
left.
It's no, Pepsi Guinness. Left. Like, you have to drink it.
Not drinking your
it tastes like a flat Pepsi.
So I believe you. Yeah. For me, this so it made me take a product I don't particularly like and like it. So for that, it gets an entire point, and I'm going to go 3 because usually a regular Pepsi is about a 2. So I enjoyed both of them very much. I love cream soda, so that's always a 2.5 in my book. Pepsi just kind of, I agree with Jordan on everything, though. I'm not going to go out of my way to do this. I'll just buy a Coke because I can drink that without all the gimmicky stuff.
Yeah.
However, if somebody had these in their house and they were like, hey, let's have some fucking nitro Pepsis, I would drink this over regular Pepsi in a heartbeat. So 3 for me.
If you're a slow drinker, this is not going to probably pan
this
out
ain't
well.
The drink for you.
Yeah, because once
Aaron's
you hit
intelligence
the end,
have to do with Pepsi.
Yeah, once you hit the end, it's
a drinker,
it does flatten
drinker.
Out pretty
slow
quick.
Drinker.
So I don't know if that's something that they tested right. And decided that they were, you know, hey, roll it to the market. You got to drink this in fucking 5 seconds.
I don't know. Maybe because they think everybody has a short attention.
But if if you guzzle this, it's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Coke's no burps been, either. None no, of us have been belching, which I cannot stand on a microphone.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
A whole
other
thing.
Other podcasts.
Yeah, you don't. I think Coke has been coming out with a lot of gimmicky products, and I think this is Pepsi trying to get in on that without it being too crazy because they're not introducing crazy ass flavors all the time. They've got their mango Pepsis, they've got their Christmassy cinnamony Pepsi, but they don't really do a whole lot, whereas Coke is throwing shit against the wall at this point. They did that Starlight bullshit that we hated. They're coming out with some gamer one that's supposed to taste like pixels. No, it's going to taste like man sweat.
Oh, I really can't. I asked the Coke guy.
I'll get it.
Dude, I asked the Coke rep at Walmart yesterday for that. I said, hey, do you know when the Pixels is coming out? And he looked at me like I was a fucking moron. And I said, ugh,
most
dude,
of those guys that stock the stores,
they don't know.
No clue.
Yeah, he goes, I go, it's like Starlight. It's like another one of these like special flavors. It's coming out for a limited time.
And the Starlight sucked too.
Oh,
I don't think we ever mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. Starlight.
We talked about
I've never
briefly. We didn't go
bought
into
it
the...
again, but I didn't hate it. I just didn't care for it.
Yeah, I will
it
never
was
drink
just
it
not,
again.
Not, yeah, it was not one of those things that. You know, you're going to pick it up in a single, try it, go for it.
Right.
Other than that, it serves no functionality.
Ugh.
Right. And so I asked the guy, I said, hey, do you know when the Pixels is coming out? And he looked at me like I was stupid. And I said, it's kind of like a limited edition like Starlight. It's like on that same, you know, whatever campaign. He goes, oh, I'm not exactly sure, but we know it as another name, but he didn't tell me the name. So I was like, oh,
he's
be.
Like, please, weird guy in the grocery store
Sandler's
aisle,
Pixels,
let me do my job and yeah. Stock the shelves.
Hey, I need
stop
to buy
talking
that movie.
No, you don't.
I saw it in theaters. It was all right.
No, you don't. I'll probably see it probably in QT. So if I come across it, you know, I'm grabbing it, but let's go with,
should we go with a chip?
I'm going to.
This is the chip show spectacular.
No,
so
now.
Much.
So we went with like a savory-ish chip, and we went with some Pepsi. I don't want to go savory again, but I don't want to dip into these cookies yet. So I'm going to go with the Marketplace by Royal Farms, premium cheese curl snacks, honey flavored.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had a sweet cheese curl before.
Well, it's always honey something. Like honey something, honey cheddar, honey whatever. I've never seen a honey flavored snack.
These just smell like cheese.
Who sent you these?
So these were sent to me by a friend of mine. His name is Phil.
He's a Phil Connors?
Phil? He's a real estate agent in the Metro DC, Maryland area. Real nice guy. He sent me a big box. Like a lot of these chips that I brought are
going to
be
from Phil. Is this the Phil we know?
No. I think he was kind of associated with the other show we don't talk about, but he was not a part of it like the other Phil you're thinking of.
These are weird.
They smell like cheese curls right off the bat. I don't smell a sweet smell. They don't have that.
They taste like cheese curls with a hint of sugar.
Just a slight sweetness to them.
Not enough.
Okay.
I mean, they're good. They're just cheese curls.
They're cheese curls.
I don't get a lot of honey flavor.
Almost like a kettle corn, but on a cheese curl. Where you get that slightly sweet.
I have a whole thing about these. So.
They're good, but they're not any different than a cheese curl.
Hit us with it.
So,
get it, man.
One of the things I don't like at all is when you go to Wingstop and they give you their regular fries. Their regular fries are salty fries, which are great, but they add sugar to them or something. And while you can sit there and eat the entire thing, the sugar really takes away from it. These remind me of those fries. Not in the sense that they taste like the fries, but it's like a delicious cheese curl. And then it hits you with this sweetness and you're just like, you're... Taste buds like, why is that there?
Hold on. Let me back you up a second. You said that fucking Wingstop adds sugar to their fries.
To their fry shake.
What?
Yeah.
This is the first I'm hearing about this. I've never tasted sugar.
I'm not going to rail against you, but I don't know what you're talking about. I can't back you up either. I'm not going to be a dick and fight you on it. I don't personally taste the sweetness in their french fries, but... My thing is I always get their loaded fries, so there's a thousand other things competing with the flavor.
I'm in a Wingstop, I'm going to ask somebody.
Can I get a cup of your
seasoning?
I'm like,
do you put sugar in your fry seasoning?
The key to the delicious fries is the Wingstop fry seasoning. It's made with a flavorful blend of spices and a pinch of sugar.
It's weird how he had to be right about something.
I mean, I was right about it, but
I wasn't debating that you were wrong. I just said this is
you
news
never
to
noticed
me.
That?
No.
Dude, it throws me off every time, and this is the same thing. It has that,
I like their fries.
That saltiness, and then you get a hint of like sweet, and the sweet just does not belong. Huh. I like them. However, I feel like the sweetness does not belong in the chip.
I'm eating a bag of them.
That's all good.
George just keeps eating them.
I'm trying to find the honey. Like, it's very, very faint.
Maybe if I keep searching, that's what they want you
to
do.
Well, my thing is that we always try these in such small quantities, whereas if I'm grabbing a lot more, I usually try to get more of the flavor. It's like that cinnamon bun Snickers. If you only have a little bit of it, you're never going to notice that cinnamon bun flavor. Ugh. But if you ate that whole Snickers, you get it a lot more prevalent. Ugh. I just ate a bunch of these.
Those were gross.
You get the honey sweetness.
I get the sweetness. I don't get the honey.
Yeah.
I wanted more.
I wanted more. Definitely wanted more honey.
Because honey does have a particular kind of sweet flavor to it.
Like I said, to me it feels like they put a bunch of cheese curls in there and then a pinch of sugar. And then you were like, oh, you like that?
Well, it's like when you have like wings, and we're talking about wings, you have like honey hot. You can taste the honey.
Yes, you can taste the honey of it.
You really didn't know that fucking Wingstop.
No, I didn't fucking know. I had no idea they put sugar on their fucking french fries.
I've known that since the first time I've ever gotten
there.
That's
so weird.
I didn't know, but I've never noticed it either. Like,
yeah, I've never noticed.
Usually I get Cajun fries, so I never notice the because I take the regular fry seasoning off and put the Cajun stuff on there, only because I cannot stand that sweet flavor.
See, I always get the regular fry, just the regular fries.
Nah, fuck that shit. It's gross.
Huh.
I don't like it. It doesn't belong on a fucking fry, but it's fine.
I've never tasted a sweetness to it, though. So that's so weird.
What are we giving the honey curls?
They're kind of like the Pringles for me. They're just the two. They're just honey. They're just cheese puffs. Well, cheese curls. I mean, I like
cheese curls, so I'm going three because they're cheese curls. I don't care if they're sweet or not. The sweetness doesn't belong.
Yeah, I'd say two for me. I mean, it's a higher score. It's a good cheese curl.
I really like cheese curls.
And it's got a slight sweetness to it.
Bags of them.
I feel like this is kind of like the Pringles thing. Like, I wanted more of it. Mm-hmm. I wanted more of what was advertised.
Yeah, I wanted that honey flavor.
Yep.
They weren't sweet to me. They were just cheese curls. So,
all right.
What do you got, Aaron? Well, it's your choice this time. Remember, we got stuff buried under this mountain.
I think I'm going to do the ghost pepper because I want to get these out of the way.
Okay.
So these are the Max Chicharrones Ghost Pepper Jack.
Ah, hi.
These are brand new chicharrones flavors.
I cannot wait to smell it.
Chicharrones?
It smells spicy, and then it smells like pork rinds right after.
It does not smell spicy.
Okay, so just pork rinds. Got it.
It smells like feet. I love pork rinds.
I do, too.
I love pork rinds.
They're just pork rinds. They smell exactly like pork rinds.
Scott's watching me to save his life.
I always watch the reaction of whoever has it first.
I try not to anymore because he's going to...
Because it makes me laugh.
Ooh. No, there's just... It feels spicy on your tongue, but they're not unbearable. But you chew it long enough, it's just
pork
rinds.
There's almost like a cheesy flavor to it. Jack. Okay, Jack.
Ghost pepper Jack.
I just heard ghost pepper. I didn't see the bag. It does have a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some heat to it.
So my biggest problem with ghost pepper is ghost pepper tastes gross. These do not taste like ghost pepper. These taste like cheese, spicy cheese. Oh, my God. These are good.
They're not bad. They fall into the same trap, though, where you get that initial bite, so your tongue's tingly. But at the end of the day, the more you chew it, it's just pork rinds. And it's so hard to get away from that with any pork rind. I'm not even shitting on these. It's just overall, pork rinds always end up tasting like pork rinds the more you chew it.
Yeah, but you can taste the cheese flavor more than you can taste the...
Oh, I'm not saying I don't like these. I'm just saying that's...
I could kill this entire bag. This is the perfect amount of spicy. Sorry, go
ahead,
Scott.
See, I don't know. Here's my problem again. It's got heat just to have heat. If it was... I don't know, man. I don't know the fucking... desirability of all this hot shit that they keep coming out with.
Our next one is
literally fucking watering, and I don't feel like I'm comfortable, like I could sit and eat this whole fucking thing.
Oh, God.
But see, here's the thing. You have you have problems with heat to begin with. Like, you're not...
I never did, though.
Don't like spicy stuff. Until the last few years,
I just... I don't enjoy sitting and fucking sweating over my meal. And...
Excuse me.
I'm good.
I'm going to have more of those later.
The flavor?
Yes.
Give it to that. The flavor is actually really good. I like the Jack. I like the cheesiness. The heat? It's a heat. It's like it just kind of sits in the back of your throat, and it's in my stomach now. I don't care for that.
Hmm.
I'm not going to deduct points because it's hot, because that's what it's fucking advertised as.
Yeah, it's what it
so
wants to
I'm
do.
Gonna, I'm actually, flavor-wise, I'm going to give these a 3.5.
Nice. I'm going 4 because I'm going to eat that entire fucking bag. And I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to buy another bag because that is the perfect amount of heat. Tastes like cheese, which I fucking love cheese. Tastes like pork rind, which I fucking love pork rind. And it's so hard to find good flavors of pork rind that isn't, hot and spicy or whatever. These are 4 to me. I mean, I will literally buy these all the time now.
Yeah, these are 4, and part of that comes for it's an inexpensive snack.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of flavor for it, because I've seen all these boutique pork rinds that just taste like pork rinds for $4 a bag. This is what, under $2?
Yeah.
And under $2 at Walmart, and it's perfect.
And I feel like the heat on this... Ugh. Anyways, I feel like the heat on this is just 100% perfect. Like, it doesn't hurt you.
It dissipates
not like,
after a
minute. You know what I feel like? What? I feel like the fucking that kid that we follow on TikTok that does the from Louisiana that does all the snacks and shit.
Yeah.
I feel like all of a sudden I'm just going to have fucking boogers running down my face.
Do you
want to
go get some water or something?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
We'll do ice cream.
Because as I'm talking, you know how you just, all your glands start activating?
Yeah, I don't think this that hot. He's got snot caking onto his face.
Well,
the one you sent me yesterday.
Since Scott is...
No, I'm just saying it's like for heat, it's actually creating like my mouth is like salivating because of the heat.
Yeah, and I think honestly, like, I want to get a couple bags of that myself to use as a breading on something.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because I like to crush it up, mix it with a little bit of, almond powder or some other breading and coat it on some chicken. That's going to bring a lot of good flavor. And I think that's what's good about these is there are a lot of pork rinds that...
There you go.
Honestly, don't...
Did you step on this?
I hit it with my shoe.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. 10-second rule.
Not on the bottom of your shoe.
My shoe's clean.
It's good flavor. I like it. 4.
Absolutely. What did you get? What did you give it?
I give
it
3.
Oh, yeah. 3.5. Sorry.
3. And 3.5. I can't remember.
3.5.
3.5.
What do we want to do next, Scott?
I don't know. Go whatever is underneath the horseradish cheddar. What's underneath it?
All right. We have Beyond Meat Jerky, plant-based, slow-roasted, and kettle-cooked, hot and spicy.
So what is this made with, actually?
Let me check.
Pea protein, most likely. I'm not even kidding.
Ingredients. Water, mung bean protein. Pea protein.
Pea protein.
It's made with mung bean and pee pee.
Sugar, gluten.
Mung beans.
What is mung bean? Free, it makes me think of like dung beetle.
It's free oat bran and fiber.
It's almost like a, like a lentil type of bean, like real small. And it sprouts.
Here's
and
a question,
like
and maybe
death.
We have listeners that are vegans or vegetarian.
We don't have any listeners.
Why? Why on earth, if you are vegan and you don't eat meat, why are they always trying to replicate meat?
Oh my god, the smell! It smells like dog food.
I can't wait. And they had three flavors.
Oh, I can smell
they
over
had,
here.
They had a, I don't want to smell it yet.
Oh, it's coming across. It does smell like fucking dog food.
So it smells like dog food, feet, and beef jerky at the same time.
Look at this.
That fucking mung beetles.
There you go.
Why did you bring this, Jordan?
We have to try the new shit. We have to do this. We do it for
God,
the show.
It smells like fucking... It does
it.
Smell like
Please
dog
close
food.
It. It smells like farts.
All right, put it in my mouth.
So they have three flavors. Original, which is, I'm assuming, what beef should taste like. Hot and spicy, and then they do teriyaki, which I feel like the flavored ones are the ones that are going to try to hide how bad this is.
Whatever they're fucking using, it's you can't chew it.
It's hard to chew.
It just it's like a lump of it's bad. Oh, whatever seasoning they use is
hot
fine.
Or spicy. Oh, man. This is interesting because it has the chew of a... low-cost beef jerky?
No, it's like you're eating a piece of leather, and you cannot chew through it.
Well, I've had beef jerky that's overly chewy, and it's usually the lower-priced ones because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of thought into how it's made. It's not like...
Maybe I got the fucking silica pack or something.
You're probably better off.
No, it's hard to chew.
Oh, man.
It's just not worth chewing. It sits gross, dude. It's a zero. I don't have much more to say about it.
The taste doesn't reflect the smell.
Horrible.
Dude, you picked a big fucking piece.
Oh, yeah.
In an honest way, I could say that the smell smells horrible. The taste, not as horrible as the smell.
It's not,
but
you're right,
you cannot
but
chew through this fucking. It's
you
so
can
hard.
Definitely taste it. Is something wrong with it? It's not
chemical.
Yeah,
it's not normal.
It's not meat.
It's chemical. Overall, it just has this weird
and this says
chemical
hot
taste.
And spicy. There
oh,
is no spice at all. It does. It just tastes like a teriyaki flavoring,
which is weird because they have teriyaki. So I don't know. Aaron's gonna eat the pork rinds again. He's gonna wash it out of his mouth. Yeah,
I don't know that tastes. Like.
I mean, if you're not into meat and you eat a lot of vegan stuff, anyways, this is probably the perfect thing for you because you're into things that don't taste good.
I just, you know, if you're vegan and all this stuff, why are you grabbing beef? In quotes,
that's
jerky.
What I'm asking is
just
why
eat
you
some
keep,
nuts.
Why do
some
they keep
salad.
Trying to replicate meat?
I don't know.
They do vegan chicken tenders. They do vegan burgers. They do vegan. Like, why do you keep replicating meat?
I do want to try that stuff though.
Now, I'm not gonna lie. I'm going to eat this because I bought it. It's
the next snack
be
show is a vegan snack show.
No,
dude, can we do that?
Sure.
Just black beans everywhere.
No,
I don't mind a black bean burger. Like, black bean burgers are good.
I want the portobello simulated mushrooms. Simulated snacks.
Oh, you love everything simulated.
Well, that's what they're called.
I know. But I can't give this a zero. This
I do.
I give it a one.
Some taste. It's not the best, but it's not the worst thing I've ever eaten. There have been some bad stuff we've eaten. This is not one of them. A one. It's a one. I'll eat the bag.
It's hard to chew. It's weird because it feels like you're chewing on, like I said, either a piece of leather or like a piece of plastic that just isn't going anywhere when you chew it.
It's gross, guys.
It takes a while.
Jordan's being nice. It is disgusting. The initial taste tastes like whatever the smell is, and then it does start
it smells
to taste
terrible.
It does start to taste like
like teriyaki,
soy.
Yeah, or
soy.
like a meat product. But the aftertaste is terrible. It's all around bad.
It's not as
me.
Advertised. There's no spice to it.
No,
it's not hot at all. It just tastes like a standard teriyaki jerky.
Hey, did you know peas are legumes?
Yes.
So you know, if you don't like peanuts, don't eat this. Yeah, no, this is a one. It's not that great.
Thank God we
Pick
got that
else.
Over with. let's go with the cookies.
Sweets?
The cookies, yeah. Because that's what
sweets.
I wanted to do after those pork rinds, but I'm glad we got that.
Scott wanted
to
punch you in the face.
I just couldn't see what was there, and I said, let's go for it. Whatever's underneath that.
See, I'm not going to shy away from things that I know I'm going to hate.
Which one are you
if it's new, and if it's a snack, if it's something I'm getting
fine.
It, I just...
Blue or red?
Well, then don't both. Ask me the question, why did you get these for this show? Because that's
no,
the
that's
essence
not
of
what
the
I
show.
Said. I said, why'd you get that? That's I just meant in general. But it's funny, because when I went and got the ice cream we're going to try later... they had a section next to it that was like chicken wings, and it was like simulated chicken wings, and they actually looked good.
Chicken?
Like no, no, no. It was like it was something else, but we'll try them. So, anyways, I've searched far and wide for these.
I haven't seen them anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Like I don't know how you found these.
So I went to the Fry's down the road from me, and a nice person helped me
because I checked and I haven't seen them.
Not find them. They
oh,
were.
I remember this story.
Steered you to the direction.
They were like, oh, nope, don't know. And I had to find them behind some other cookies. But I did find them. These are the new blue raspberry and cherry icy cookies.
With
and these,
no flap on the top.
No.
We're so spoiled by Oreo.
We're spoiled by the Pop and Fizz, a classic icy. So these have what I guess.
They have Pop Rocks
in
them.
They have Pop Rocks in them. Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm not going to lie. This grows on you if you eat it in bulk.
No, it doesn't.
Jordan's still eating the meatless jerky.
Jordan is easily indoctrinated.
I can smell these.
I can just
see you meat. Smell the cherry?
No, I'm eating the non-meat beef jerky.
Smell. That's a cherry icy.
Oh, my God, that is a cherry icy.
That is a cherry icy.
That is strong. And I'm giving it 2 points just for the smell.
The smell smells exactly like a cherry icy.
I feel like after me and Joe Biden are done eating these Beyond Meat jerkies, we're going to...
You and Joe Biden?
Yeah, my best friend.
So these are the cherry ones.
I'm going to get two. I'm only going to eat one for now, but I know I'm going to love those. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Five-year-old me would love these.
Oh, you ready?
I have to do the icing first. I have to do this the traditional Oreo
way.
Oh,
my God.
Taste this. Oh my God!
The
cherry, it's softer.
Smell the blue raspberry.
The cherry is insane.
So it's softer than the cream in an Oreo.
Oh
it
my
just
God,
it just melts.
Dude.
And now I'm gonna do.
Dude, I'm cookie. Having flashbacks. You know, like that scene where the guy from Ratatouille is having flashbacks of his childhood. This is what's going through me right now.
I hate that I can't find these anywhere.
The fries right down from my house.
I'm gonna go get them. Oh.
The cherry
is
fucking spot on, dude.
I know, it's weird.
Oh, I forgot they had Pop Rocks in them. They're not as prevalent as I thought.
Oh, I can feel a little bit now. I didn't even think about it, because you don't get it like the Oreo Pop Rock, where you get the crackling.
The 4th of July ones.
So, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just some kind of a...
Hold on, man. Nope. Now that I've... Shove that down my throat.
The cherry is spot on to a cherry icy. It is. It's ridiculous.
Blue raspberry wasn't as strong smelling out of the box.
What?
I felt like the cherry. No, it smells, but I think the cherry hit harder for me.
The blue raspberry tastes exact or smells exactly like blue raspberry. Mm. I haven't even tried them yet. Is it?
You know what I feel like?
This is the best snack show for Scott.
You know the dude that does the cookbooks from like the Depression era cooks on TikTok?
I love that guy.
And every time he eats something and he goes, and he's expected not to like it, and he likes it, and he just shakes his head and smiles. Exactly what I'm hitting with right now.
Here's the thing. I didn't think I wasn't going to not like these. I just didn't expect them to be as, spoiler alert, as good as I thought they ended up being.
Holy shit. Oh,
you're so
They're not super sweet.
These are perfect.
And the blue ones have a very tiny tinge of sour at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good.
Just for sheer fact that they nailed the flavor, and this is what we always talk about, is that when you advertise a flavor, because this is something super specific, they nailed the flavor. I'm going to give these a 4 just for the fact that they nailed
guys,
the flavor.
Guys,
what would? Oh,
guys,
my God.
I'm mixing my ices.
What would a 5 be? Because these are a 5
these
to me.
These really? Cookies?
Yeah.
These cookies are a 5.
These cookies are a 5 to me.
For me, I can't. I'm going to have a couple of these, and that's as much as I can have because it is sweet.
Oh, yeah,
but, dude, the flavor is so spot on.
They're fucking great.
Here we go.
Mixing flavors.
God.
I love Oreo. They've done a great job of making flavors taste like they're supposed to.
Who makes
these? I have barely touched any Oreo cookie
probably
that
like
I hated.
Hydrox or something.
I think I found something that
when I have
can't compete with what an Oreo has put out.
Yeah, when cancer eventually takes me, this will be what gives me cancer.
Oh. Who makes them?
J&J Snack Foods.
That's it.
That's. I feel like that's a fake millionaire somewhere. He's just right? His last name is Snack Foods. These are good.
These are so fucking
God.
Good. I can't wait,
them.
Dude.
Mix them.
I will.
No, do it now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hold up. I don't care what you think off the mic. I want it on now. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Can you hand me a cherry one, please?
Yeah. This is one of those as advertised.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I like the cherry's flavor slightly more than the blue raspberry. The blue raspberry is phenomenal. They're both a 5, so I can't really say one's better than the other because they're both good. I think the cherry's a little stronger.
I disagree.
Flavor-wise.
So I like the cherry a lot because cherry is my favorite icy flavor besides Coke. However, the blue raspberry hits you with that.
It's a little bit of sour at the end.
Did you open the fucking Beyond Meat? Or is that my mic or something? Jesus Christ.
You have juices on your mic?
These are great. I kind of want them to make a Coca-Cola one. Could you imagine like
that
a
would
Coke
actually
Oreo?
That'd love be Coke Icy.
Me yeah, too.
For sure.
No, if they could put that in a cookie.
Right.
Oh, man.
Mixing them is very good.
I know sex is great and all, but have you mixed these two cookies?
But let's be honest. When you go into a place that serves the Icy and it's self-serve, you mix that shit.
Yeah.
Put blue raspberry and you put cherry together.
Or, you know, you can try to fill it up and then you kind of try to shoot the middle.
Yeah. I like the
other flavor.
I like the Coke by itself.
I like Coke with cherry because you get a cherry Coke. Yeah. But yes, those are fantastic.
These are as advertised.
Now I have to go buy my own.
This is what I keep talking about.
I can't wait to throw these in some milk.
This is what I keep talking about is when you're going to give me a specific flavor, give me the flavor.
So me and Jordan gave him 5. Scott did 4. He was conservative with his score.
Just because it is sweet.
That's weird, because Scott's never conservative with anything.
it's sweet, and it's, like I said, I ate a couple of them, and I was like, okay.
Oh, they're very, they're very...
But they're not abundantly sweet.
Yeah,
I do have to say.
You can't eat a whole lot of them. You will
goodbye. Aaron is putting them aside right now. He's growling at us as he puts them behind his chair.
We'll never see those again. I completely forgot we had the spread, too. Shit.
Oh, fuck.
We got much stuff.
How are we going to eat that? We're just going to dip our finger in it?
Yeah, we're going to dip your dick. it's small enough.
We'll use the pork rinds.
We'll take the piece of the cookie that is not on the...
Do you want to do the horseradish chips?
Sure, those are mine, though.
I don't care.
Well, the Icy ones.
They're all of ours.
Okay, that's
kind of
how I feel about the show now, anyways.
We're not trying to win up anything. We just put a bunch of snacks on the table and eat like a bunch of...
So who do you think won the show?
So,
fucking those
didn't he say that the first like
I
week?
So.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Oh, yeah, hilarious! You're so funny, Jordan. Mike, open mic night down the road.
Listen to next week's
episode.
Come
for the snacks, stay for the comic.
Jokes are better next week.
Are they?
They were.
No. All right. So I went online and I found these chips because there is another podcast I listen to that I do not name on this podcast. And it is...
We don't talk about podcasts.
No. We don't talk about podcasts. But anyways, these...
It was
these...
our snack show.
I went online. I found a bunch of these stuff you can't find here. Because I had heard another person tell me their favorite chip in the entire world was horseradish and cheddar Hers chips. Now, I can't find these chips here. Are these new? No. But you know what? This is our fucking snack show.
It's new to us because in Arizona, we don't get Hers brand that much. We don't get a lot of the Utz flavors. They just started coming out with Utz here, like the pretzels and some of the chips, but not a lot of these flavors.
The only place I've seen Hers brand is at Five Below.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've seen them in
World Market.
In the bread, like the secondhand bread stores carry Hers products.
So these are horseradish and cheddar Hers.
I love horseradish.
Now, here's the thing. Hers always kind of kills it. Especially their
curls.
Yeah, their tomato soup cheese curls taste like tomato soup.
That's probably one of their better ones.
I was not happy with the smell. I'm so happy with the taste right now.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
So good.
I love horseradish, man.
Me too.
This is not... When you bite into a chunk of horseradish, And it clears your nasal cavity.
York peppermint patty.
This does not do that, but it gives you the flavor.
Know what I'm eating? A crunchy fucking Arby's melt right now with the horsey sauce on there. Like, that's so good. Let me give that. Hand that over.
Oh, it's got that horseradish bite.
Because you just don't smell it. I think...
You get the cheese.
I think the problem with these, if there's going to be a problem with them, is that not every chip is as flavorful as the other. You have to get a lot of them.
I don't have a problem either.
These are my five.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
These are my five. I love horseradish. This is bomb.
These are good.
These are really good.
See, this is what kills me, though.
It's on a wavy chip.
Yeah, which means you can dip it in something else, which I don't think you should.
You should not fuck with this flavor.
Mm-mm. I think the problem when we do these shows where we get things like this that we can't readily get, this makes me sad that this is the only bag in existence in this house or in our respective homes.
Uh-huh.
So now we're going to have to fist fight because these are fantastic.
Oh, no, they're staying at my house.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to fist fight to eat them. I'm with Scott. I hate giving two fives in a row, but I think these are killing it. Like, these are so good.
Yeah, I'll eat the whole bag.
I'll be the guy that does four or five because I can't eat the whole bag. Not that I couldn't eat the whole bag, just that
for
me, horseradish has always been one of those like really pungent things.
Yeah.
Where I can't eat a ton of it. Kind of like wasabi.
Yeah.
That's the only thing is like I would eventually be like, all right.
But here's the thing with these ones, like you get the like you don't smell it. These very potatoy, cheesy chip smell. You don't smell horseradish. You taste it at the beginning. As you chew it, it dissipates enough where I think I could eat that whole bag because it's not going to be like a salt and vinegar chip where every time you're doing it, it's constantly assaulting your taste buds.
This is not sinus clearing horseradish.
No, it's good flavorful. Though.
It's flavor of horseradish. God,
damn, that was good.
It's like if somebody took cheese chips, took all the horsey sauce at Arby's, and then just shook up the bag.
Yes.
So good. I like it. Fives across or 4-5 for you? Yeah, 4-5 for you, fives across over here.
That was a good one.
Damn, that was good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So should we eat some chips?
It's all downhill from here.
Do you want to?
So we also have, let's see, we've got some chips. Right. We got cheese curls. Do we want? Okay, so let's do something with the cheese curls. Do you want to do barbecue or do you want to do the other?
I want to do these.
All right, so Aaron got...
Oh, yeah, I got these. Sorry.
Hers again. Stubbs Barbecue Sticky Sweet Barbecue Flavored Cheese Curls.
A lot of people who don't know me, Stubbs is my absolute favorite brand of barbecue sauce. I put it on everything when I'm barbecuing, and I do a lot of smoking meat.
You put that shit on everything?
Yeah. It's like French Red Hot for me. It is... the only thing I can imagine is that these will disappoint me because... I love. Oh my god!
Look at these cheese
curls.
So
they're covered. They're covered in fucking.
They have a color that I have not seen on a cheese curl. The last ones we had were just bright orange cheese curls. These have like flavor crystals. Like these.
Scott says no.
Second one, I got a little more barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
The first one wasn't as much, and it had a weird...
They're okay. They're not the greatest, but they're not bad.
They're not Stubbs.
No.
They do have more flavor, I think, than the honey ones to me.
It's a sweet barbecue flavor, which that's what threw me off.
Yeah, it's sweet and sticky sweet.
Hmm.
Maybe if you got more bold flavor of barbecue sauce...
Right.
But these just taste kind of like the cheese ones to me. I mean, you can taste the barbecue. There's nothing...
These have different flavor than a cheese curl. That's why I like these better than the honey one. The honey ones, I had to eat a bunch just to even feel like there was honey flavor to them.
Right.
These, you get flavor right off the bat. You see it. You can smell it. They are a completely different cheese curl. I like them.
I like them a lot, too.
They're not Stubbs.
No.
I'm not a huge... Like, I love barbecue chips. I mean, not love. I like them. I don't... go out of my way to eat barbecue chips.
Right.
I wouldn't go out of my way to eat these, but they're good, and I can eat a lot of them because they don't have that heavy barbecue flavor.
If I had, like, a jalapeno kettle chip or these, and I was buying, like, a sub sandwich, I'd reach for the jalapeno kettle chips.
Of course.
But if I was just sitting down watching a movie on a Sunday afternoon, I could eat these. There's nothing offensive. There's just no... In my world, there's no necessity for them.
No.
They're fine. Let's hit up the
two and a half, right down the middle.
Yeah, I didn't even score it.
Yeah,
two and a half is fine.
Two and a half.
Let's do your cheese curls now.
All right, so we're going to do more cheese curls.
I'm kind of excited for these.
I am too, because we have a number of things on this table with this kind of same flavor profile. Again, this was sent to me from my buddy Phil. He's in the Maryland area, so, I mean, you know, Old Bay and crab and all that stuff is very prevalent over there. So he sent me a number of different crab-flavored seasoning. Now, I was always scared of this kind of stuff until we had that popcorn you guys got from Louisiana. So it was more of a...
I think you
I had to get out of the mindset that it's crab not crab tasting. Yes. It's the, you know, it's the seasoning they use. So these are the...
Oh, if it tastes like crabs, I'd be so happy.
I hate crabs in my mouth and in your pants.
At one time.
It just takes one. So these are the Marketplace by Royal Farms Premium Cheese Curls Chesapeake Bay Crab Seasoning.
We told you guys this was the chip show.
We're not
Marketplace Farm.
It's turning into the cheese curl show.
Marketplace Royal Farms. I wonder if that's
smell
like a...
Smell them before even looking at them.
Ooh.
Right.
I wonder if that's like a store brand.
Royal Farms, I believe, is either a store or like a, I don't know, maybe like an AM, like a QT type place, or it's a chicken place. I've heard the term Royal Farms, so it's like an actual place.
The smell is awesome.
It is great. Ooh. Like, they are strong smelling. I think out of the three cheese curls, these might be the number one as far as the smell goes.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
This just kicks stubs in the nutsack.
And this is the number one cheese curl at this table.
These are really fucking good, dude.
They're really good.
This is crab boil on a fucking cheese puff.
Yeah, and I was scared after the honey ones because you didn't really get to taste the honey. I'm like, oh, this brand is going
to
be very light on
this
seasoning and flavor.
Like
these
Louisiana
were,
that
me.
Seasoning is better than that crab, the popcorn that we had.
Well, yeah, I think the popcorn stuff for me a little stale, so it was hard, but that seasoning was good.
That seasoning
this is
good.
This is great. Shit. God damn it. It's going to be the Five Below show at the table.
If that was on a crunchy cheese curl, way better.
Like a little bit more extra. Like the Cheetos crunchy cheese puffs or whatever.
Those are good. I give those
really good.
You know what? I don't do this normally.
I'm going to give it a 3.
This is a 5 for me.
God, these are really good.
The flavor is knockout, and it's just enough flavor.
Can we really all give 5s over like multiple things? This is like
the best
show we've ever done.
Hey, it's good.
Hey, whose show is this?
It's ours.
It's our show. What's your score?
It's a 5.
It's a 5. These are 5s. Thank you, Phil.
These are good. I'm going to have another
send
2.
More.
Yes,
yeah, I know you
more.
Listen.
Yeah, please send more, Phil. Aaron, I would really appreciate it. I will pay you. Like
these
for sure.
are these are
or
really
like
good.
I have a ton of like digital codes I'm looking to get rid of.
Trust
let
me
know what you
watch,
want.
He doesn't watch movies. He barely watches what we watch.
Oh,
that would be my new favorite.
This is so
the
good.
The flavor is so good.
It is really good.
And it's not so overbearing. Good. Like, it's just a good flavor throughout, and you can just keep eating it. And I'm one of those, I didn't grow up eating a lot of seafood. I don't do crab boils. I don't do a lot of stuff. I eat shrimp. I eat Cajun food when it's shrimp. I don't eat fish. I don't eat crab lobster.
I love Cajun
But honestly, like... If these are the flavors that a lot of this stuff comes at, I might out of my comfort zone and would try a crab boil.
The only
with
thing
this
is,
shit. You know what I mean?
I now feel sad for this other bag.
Oh, I know. Well, dude,
how are you going to compete?
What the fuck? I mean,
so we've got
I don't want to try
some
it
other
yet.
Stuff.
I don't want to try it yet.
But how are you going to compete with that? So, you know, we'll get there.
And that was
question,
the second time
question,
I had crab.
Question, 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 question. No. Hey, just quick off topic. We just let my dog try some of that Beyond Meat jerky, and he fucking loved it. But unfortunately, this entire movie room now smells like that disgusting-ass fucking Jersey jerky. Fuck you, Jordan.
You're welcome.
All right. So as we move into our next thing,
Boomer was so into it.
We have a special treat for you guys. We love doing this to ourselves because... I don't know why, but we have some really disgusting ice cream to eat. So, first we...
Disgusting sounding. They may actually be good.
Yeah, I found the Van Leeuwen.
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 So, did you know that this is actually an ice cream place in Vegas?
No. I heard it's East Coast. I know they sell these on the East Coast a lot.
No.
Well, they do.
This is a place you can go to, like a shop.
Really?
Like a Baskin-Robbins or a Dairy Queen in Vegas. So, we got 3 flavors here that we're going to try for you today.
It's the simplest flavor.
And you're like, Aaron, the last time you had fucking ice cream, it was all Little Debbie and it sounded amazing. Yeah,
these,
well, this
not so much.
These not so much. These, this is the Van Leeuwen pizza flavor, honey hot flavor, and Kraft macaroni and cheese flavor. So I'm just gonna get the what's it called? The
you want to do pizza or you want to do the honey?
No, no, we're doing the pizza first.
Okay.
Elephant in the room. We all want to fucking know. We're doing the pizza ice cream.
I was going to say, between that and the macaroni and cheese, those are the ones I really am dreading and wanting to try. I forgot the hot honey existed. I assume that's just going to be
They even titled good. It Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, so that's a sponsored brand.
Yes.
These are really hard to get open. I noticed that with the other one as well.
So it's got like red speckles in it. Is that supposed to be like swirls of pizza sauce?
Oh, it God. Is. I'm so upset.
Oh my God, it looks like swirls of pizza sauce.
It is. It is.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
What it looks like, ice cream wise, as I describe it, it looks like a cheesecake ice cream with a raspberry
crust,
swirl.
Like pizza crust in it, too, isn't it?
Yes.
This oh my God. This bums me out.
Okay. I've heard mixed reviews on this, though, because I have heard some people have it. And
like some ice cream is very pungent. This has almost no smell to it, which. It's probably hiding how bad I'm going to hate them.
I don't know. There was no face from the
I'm not even
no
looking,
face
I'm
from
not
the jury.
I'm not going to look at them. I don't like tipping my hand here.
I think I need more.
Huh. Right. Almost. It almost tastes like cheesecake.
It's cheese. It tastes very cheesy. The ice cream itself. Not what the little bits are or whatever else is. The ice cream is a very creamy, almost like manicotti. The more you chew, the more you start unlocking some of the other flavor.
You get little bready, like bready crust pieces.
Let me
pieces.
See again. I'm going to try to get more of that red raspberry sauce.
It's definitely not what I expected.
Okay, so here's a big chunk in here, what looks like it could be bread.
Did you not get any of that before?
I don't think I did.
Okay. It's not like it's more of a, just like a pastry. Almost like a pastry crust?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like pizza.
Let me get a little bit of that red swirl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a chunk.
Mm-hmm.
A chunk of red swirl?
Yep.
Dude,
whoops.
Can you act like a human and not a savage? I'm trying to get the red swirl, too, because I hear that that's actually
the
like...
red swirl's where it is.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Find me some red swirl.
How about you find yourself some red swirl? That's your mom.
Stab it with a fucking sharpened
under
spoon.
That chunk right there.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep.
Don't call him that. He's a host.
That was actually
ice cream
funny.
Chunk. Is the red
slight.
Swirl like... oh my God, there's a big chunk of that.
Yeah, slight
right
flavor in that red, but it's not overpowering. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either because it doesn't taste like pizza. It tastes like cheesecake.
It's very cheesecake.
I don't taste any pizza.
The red swirl is a little bit. Almost
it tastes
tomato.
Like a sweet tomato.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe I need to find some.
Not
more
even like
swirl.
A freeze dry, like a sun dried tomato. It's
like it's sweet, but it's not. How do you?
I'm gonna
even
go out
on
a limb and say
it?
I could eat that entire.
I could. Yes.
Can't even say pint because I think these are actually less than what a pint
there's a good
is.
Chunk.
But I could eat that whole thing.
That's a good chunk.
Oh. Yeah, chew it.
Good
chunk.
Boy.
Eat that chunk.
You taste it a little bit. I it's so faint.
I think the sweetness overpowers it all.
Yeah, but it's very cheesecake. It almost tastes like a cheesecake with breaded crumbs.
There's absolutely nothing special about this ice cream.
It's not very pizza, but I get it.
I was so excited about this, and this was such a letdown.
It's a letdown in the fact that it tastes nothing like pizza, but
it's not
like,
terrible.
Oh, this is gross. Like, ugh. This is just
this is one of those flavors cream. That if they do have a place that people come in and go, oh, I want the pizza flavor. And they're going to eat it, and they're going to enjoy it because it's
not
more of a
gross.
Cheesecake flavor. It's not gross at all.
I don't even feel like we have to eat the honey hot now.
I'm going to eat the honey hot.
Oh, we're eating it.
Don't you dare put that in front of me and say, no, we're not going to eat it.
Can you open that one?
I'll do mac and cheese.
I'm just a
I'm just
going to
give it a 2.5 in the middle.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie.
Are we going to rate them now or rate them all
day?
We can rate them now. I'm going to give it a 1, and not because it's not good ice cream, because ice cream's fine. But it's like any other ice cream. It doesn't taste like pizza. It doesn't taste like anything.
It's not
bad. It just doesn't. It's a nothing.
It's not as advertised.
No.
But it's not a terrible ice cream.
It's a cup of cheddar cheese, isn't
oh
it? Like this isn't even
God.
A fucking ice cream.
It looks like the cheese pack that you get. Like
that looks
the
like
foil.
Velveeta like shells and cheese. Like,
right.
Yes.
That you get. That you.
That's not even like color. This is clear, transparent. Oh my God, this is hard to open up.
I told you.
It looks like just
monkey.
Straight up frozen cheese.
I'll let you do the
open
first.
It, oh, monkey God. Man.
So I get to be the first one.
You don't have to eat it first. Just scoop your scoop, idiot.
No smell.
Scoop your scoop.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm smelling the lid here.
Scoop it your scoop.
No what smell. What are we doing? All right. Just I'm diving around. While you guys are...
It smells like Beyond Meat.
Smells like shoes. It just looks like cheddar. It's so weird. No chunks. Like, I was kind of hoping there'd be, like, macaroni chunks in there.
What the fuck?
Like, pasta chunks.
This is not terrible either.
Because it doesn't taste like anything.
It does taste a little like the powder.
It's more of a salty cheese.
Oh, I got it right now. It tastes like the powdered cheese.
But slight. But it's not overpowering.
It's fucking good.
But I would actually eat this.
I want to eat.
If this was titled some other flavor and it wasn't titled Kraft macaroni and cheese, that would actually be a good ice cream because it's almost like a salty creaminess.
I hate that that's actually kind of tasty. I like that better than the pizza.
Yeah.
Aaron hates all of this.
I don't hate it. It's just it's not as advertised. It's just sweet, gimmicky shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably same right in the line with the pizza. Like, it's a good ice cream. It's not as advertised, but it's not terrible. Like, I could eat that if someone was like, here's a Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream cone. I could finish that whole thing.
Yeah, me too. But I wouldn't go out of my way for it.
Ice cream cone,
you can have it, dude.
I'll eat it.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he's gonna go home and drink it with his buffalo soda.
Let's finish the show.
Beyond me, I'm gonna dip it.
But I don't find anything special about it. It doesn't taste. It's a non-flavor. I feel like the regular flavors are more exciting than that. That was ridiculous.
But this is better than the pizza. Like this, I feel at least it's the same
exact thing. That's a salty sweet, which is fine. But if I wanted that, I'll just get like salted caramel or something. And then that one just tasted like cheesecake, which is fine. But if I want that, I'll just get cheesecake. Dude, quit with the gimmicks. It's fucking stupid.
So you guys rated the pizza one, right? What'd you rate them?
I rated it a one.
One?
I gave it a 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
That's a one.
Actually, it's about a 2 for me. I would never eat the pizza one.
It's right
this one, I would say, is a 2.5. Like, see, this is down the middle. I'm going to eat this whole thing. It's kind of ridiculous how tasty this is.
Wait, did you see me call? I'll open it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coco.
No, it's a one for me. It's the same way because...
Yeah, is it low because it's gimmicky or
it's low taste? Because it's gimmicky and because it doesn't taste like anything special. Like, yes, it tastes
nothing
like
special, but is it still
salty
enough? Like, where if someone gave this to you and you ate it,
do you want me to just rate ice cream? Because that's what I would be rating.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm rating it on its gimmickiness and flavor. If it actually tasted like a fucking like a whatchamacallit,
like a bowl of mac and cheese.
Yeah, then it would be a higher score. But the point is I would never reach for that. I would never need it in my life again. And if somebody came up to me and was like, oh, Aaron, guess
what?
Just ate Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. I'd be like, yeah, I've had it. It's salty ice cream. I don't care.
Yeah, I've had those moments where you buy a flavor just to try it. You got to get chunks.
Yeah.
All right.
So now we're doing the hot honey.
Hot honey. Oh, it looks like crystallized honey bits.
It is.
Is it? Okay, I wasn't sure what the hot was going to be.
I don't know. There's no hot.
Fucking never is.
That shit's good.
But the crunchy honey bits are fucking fire.
This is something I'd get.
Yes.
This reminds me of when I made fun of you about Graham Central Station.
Yes. And I was now like, that it's tastes delicious.
Now this tastes like Graham Central Station a little bit. That is delicious.
It's good. But I feel like the way you feel about the other ones, I'm not going to go out of my way to get this. It's tasty, though.
But you'd go out of your way for...
No, Kraft. I'm not going out of my... I'm not saying I'm going to go out of my way to get any of this shit.
Well, your score should reflect that.
No.
The honey bits are good. That's honey.
I'm basing mine on flavor. I feel like this flavor wasn't bad. I liked it.
Nothing hot.
There's zero hot.
I don't know what the hot is.
I give it a 2 because it's not hot at all. It's not hot honey. It's just honey crystallized in ice cream, which is delicious, but it's nothing special.
So knowing how these taste, I wonder what the other ones taste like.
Well, I had the bourbon cherry one.
Okay.
It was great. It tasted like cherry ice cream.
You can banter. I'm going to put these away.
Okay.
Because they had another one. It was like Planet Earth.
I saw that one.
When I sent you the description, like, I read the description. It's like spirulina and wheatgrass. And I'm sitting there going, no, I don't need matcha tea ice cream.
So
I feel like it's just going to be very like a lawn. And I'm just not looking forward to eating that kind of
thing.
Did
you see if you open up the planet Earth, it actually looks like Earth?
Does it?
In the ice cream, but I think that that's, once again, very gimmicky.
It is.
These are all very gimmicky. I would never buy Van Laurens again unless they had an incredible mint chocolate chip, which I doubt they do.
I don't know. Like I said, they started out in the East Coast, so I've never had them. I heard about the mac and cheese isn't new. They've done this before, but it was, again, on the East Coast. It never came this way. And then now they're doing some exclusivity thing with Walmart. So now they, I think they had six flavors total, these three. And then they had the, like you said, the, what was it, the bourbon cherry or whatever it was?
Yeah, yes.
Wedding cake, which simulates the taste of the wedding cake of the royals. Who fucking cares? And tastes like incest.
I bet it tastes exactly like ice cream.
And then they have a the Planet Earth one, which tastes like matcha tea crap. Ugh. And disgustingness. So what else we got?
We got more, but can you pause? What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Cut this out.
Aaron's transitions after the fucking pause break.
Oh, we knew he was transitioning. We just didn't expect to be on camera.
It's my kid's birthday. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. Anyways, all right. We got a couple things left. What do we want to go with, Jordan? I feel like I've picked a lot.
Let's do the Nashville hot style. The reason I saved that is that we wanted the ice cream to kind of cleanse the palate. I knew that wasn't going to really be hot anyway.
Damn, those were so disappointing, man.
Yeah, the ice creams were...
I was so excited because I was like, "Whoa, really good snack show!" And then it's like...
I think people that don't hunt snacks like we do,
right.
I don't know if they understand when you see something in a store that you've been looking for.
Yes.
It's exciting.
The thrill of the hunt.
You kind of find something and you're like, yes, I found it. And then we have to sit on them for weeks before we record the show.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
These suck.
They don't taste like anything.
These are the Max Nashville Hot Style Chicharrones, and had we not had the ghost pepper one, I would say these are serviceable. These barely have flavor to me.
They don't taste like Nashville Hot.
I don't like them.
I don't mind these.
No, they're not terrible. It's just, they're disappointing. This is the Van Leeuwen ice cream to Aaron. This is just a disappointing flavor for me.
After having the ghost pepper ones, I don't need those in my life. They don't taste like anything to me.
I'll never buy those again.
I mean, they have kind of a, again, with that weird sweet honey.
Pause.
So, yeah, I really don't
like
the Nashville hot style. Yeah, no, we already did. He can find it. Fucking produce. these are a one. I don't care about these. I like the ghost pepper ones better.
Yeah, ghost pepper ones are fire. Those are nothing this there.
Not so much fire.
I give them a 2.5 just because it's down the middle. They're not terrible.
Be different.
No, they're not terrible. I would eat them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. You're comparing them to the other ones, and that's fine. I think as a pork rind, they're serviceable. Not anything special.
How are they serviceable? They don't taste
they're
like
right up the middle, man.
Why are we putting these on the table? I told her I didn't want these for the show. I just wanted them to eat them.
Yes, and let's bring that up right on the show. Anyway, so we still have some chips, and we have some popcorn, and then we got some dip.
It's up to you guys. I don't care.
Dip.
Might as well, chips.
Yeah.
Chips. They're both like kind of the same flavor profile in a sense. So,
but now the bar's been... The bar's been set. No,
these are going to be disappointing. Let's do the chips.
Yeah, let's save those.
That's
going to
be sweet,
one.
And then we'll just go into the other one. So I've got the Utz, or the Utz, Kettle Classic Smokin' Sweet Barbecue Crab Chips with Chesapeake Bay crab seasoning. I didn't realize, I must have misread, I didn't realize they were going to be barbecue chips. I thought they were just going to be like kind of like the cheese curls. So
interesting.
We should have a good flavor here. Chips.
Uh-oh.
No.
The other ones were like right off the bat.
Kettle chips always smell like oil. Like they don't smell like anything else but oil dipped chips.
Yep.
Kettle chips are the best though. They're my favorite type of chip.
You would.
Well, I would what?
I don't know.
Enjoy kettle chips?
Look, I'm going to slap
you.
Okay. Go ahead. Nope.
They're
you get more barbecue than
They get more barbecue than the Stubbs barbecue cheese curls, but
the crab seasoning is pretty good. I don't like the sweetness with it. With
makes
the barbecue,
with the barbecue doesn't taste good though.
That's weird. This makes me realize maybe I should get some kind of plain barbecue, nothing too crazy, and then just add a bunch of Old Bay to it. You know, just mix it in and just kind of do that.
Do it with like a hot barbecue.
You want to mix like the hot with that flavor?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Yeah. I think that'd be good.
These are all you.
These are okay.
They're fine. The crab seasoning is actually pretty decent.
See, I think the crab seasoning on the cheese curls were better.
They were better.
They were definitely better.
But this isn't terrible.
No.
Like this, it's actually a good crab seasoning.
But you were right. On the other ones, they set the bar so high that these are just subpar to me. Like,
I don't like the sweetness of these are the barbecue sauce with it.
Yeah.
It just kind of throws it off. Like, just give me one or the other.
Yeah, these are two. They're. I mean, I'd eat them.
I agree.
I don't think I would ever go out of my way to buy them.
I'll give them the extra half point just because the crab seasoning is actually pretty good on them. I don't care for the crab seasoning and the barbecue together. But I could eat them.
Yeah.
What do you think, Aaron?
They're like a two for me. I don't like the barbecue on them.
Yeah.
If they had, I'm sure which they do, the kettle with just the crab stuff, that sure would be fine. But the barbecues, no. It needs to be a spicy barbecue or a savory barbecue.
Yeah.
Those cheese curls unfortunately ruined me because those
are.
Because
now I feel like this next one's almost going to be the same thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Old Bay literally lets me down constantly.
Yeah.
So the only thing from Old Bay I actually like is Old Bay seasoning. Anything that is flavored Old Bay.
I like their hot sauce.
The hot sauce is fine. But what I'm saying is anything that is flavored Old Bay, anything that's like promoted as Old Bay that isn't just the like hot sauce or the actual Old Bay seasoning itself has always been a huge disappointment.
Right.
What are these? You didn't even say what they were.
We were letting you talk.
Oh, sorry.
I was getting everybody prepped. These are Fisher's popcorn. Our popcorn just tastes better. Gluten-free, Old Bay seasoned caramel popcorn or caramel popcorn.
Again, with the sweet.
And, you know, notoriously, we have most of us. I don't know what Scott's view is, but sweet popcorn has never been that great to me.
Sweet popcorn sucks. Old Bay, so. Forever it sucks. I hate it. It's disgusting.
God damn it.
Except for the Reese's.
It's weird.
The Reese's popcorn from Costco tastes exactly like Reese's.
It's like Cracker Jacks.
It's no weird because it's like Old Bay, like this crab seasoning is nowhere near those other two.
No. This is just like a slightly off Cracker Jack popcorn, so it's a little stale. You're not getting the peanuts. If they mixed in with like a hot peanut, like a peanut coated in Old Bay, and do kind of like a Chesapeake Cracker Jack box.
This does not work.
But this is...
You get... It's not even like really sweet. It's more buttery.
Yeah.
And I feel like if the seasoning was stronger, it might come together.
This doesn't work at all.
I would need to take this popcorn, or just plain popcorn, drizzle it in butter, and then shake the Old Bay over the top.
Yeah.
I can do without the caramel portion of it. I'm not into the caramel like popcorns, and you know when the three pack tins that always come, I'd always eat the cheddar, always eat the plain, and the caramel would be the last thing I touch.
If I'm going like crab boil seasoning, and I'm comparing the three, this one on a scale of 1 to 10 is about a 2. Those other ones, I mean those cheese curls, those were on like a 10 level flavor. Even that last one, I'd give it at like a 6 level of crab seasoning.
If only there was a 1 to 5 scale that we've been using in all these snack shows that you can use to merit that.
No, I'm just saying it's kind of like, because there's such a broad difference between the three of them that I wanted to give it something that was enough of a difference, because with like a 1 to 10, like 10 is actually like, I mean, the flavor on that first one was really good. This one is so fucking far down there.
It's on the back end. Like if you eat enough of it, you kind of feel like it should be there. It's light.
It's so subtle.
It's hard because I can eat this. I don't want to eat this. It's not even a bad flavor for me. I'm just not into it. Like, it's so hard to rate this for me. Yeah. That's 2.
If it was just Old Bay on regular popcorn.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
maybe fine. Maybe it'd be fine. it'd be okay. But with the caramel corn, it's like, ah, who fucking thought of this?
I'm glad you guys can articulate all this. It just tastes like crappy fucking caramel popcorn with salty Old Bay on it. It just fucking sucked.
You hit it at the end. It's almost like you get it. You get the Old Bay in like a weird spot. You don't get it.
Taste it afterwards.
Yeah, it's definitely after. It's an aftertaste.
It's bad though, and it's a one because
it's like a 1.5. I give it not quite a 2. I mean, it's not terrible, but again, it's just compared to those other two.
I mean, I have to open this on the show, but a deal's a deal.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick my finger in it. Please don't. My finger. I mean,
so Jordan was nice enough to go out and get me the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Cinnamon Spread, which I already know this is gonna be good.
Whoops!
Again, they've been doing it. Yeah. Damn it! Taste it. No. Yeah, you did it.
Oh, now he's gonna put his finger right back in there. So this
I don't want to see.
This is our grand finale of the show. We're finishing off the mega salty snack show.
I was gonna say we've got a lot
creamy
of
sweet
ones.
Product.
So my thought is that I would take like Granny Smith apples and eat this.
Yes. Yeah. Or just toast.
Like a toast. Or even stuff French toast with it. Mm. Fuck, it smells like cinnamon. Don't look at his face. I don't want to look at what your reaction was. I already saw enough already of just you.
Consistency, it's like a loose peanut butter. Like one of like a natural peanut butter almost.
Mm.
I love it.
God damn it. It's just creamy cinnamon toast crunch.
It's a 5. It's going on everything.
You know what the...
You can put on a waffle.
Apple pie.
It reminds me of the, like, consistency-wise, of the cream in a Cadbury cream egg.
Fuck, that's good. God, could you put that in, like, M&M's?
But it's like...
Mm. Really?
Yeah, the cinnamon's not overpowering.
No.
No, it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
This tastes like the leftover milk after you've eaten a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Mm. God, that's good. It's really good. I'm so glad we saved that.
It's 5. It's going on everything. It's going on everything. Waffles,
your body,
toast, bagels, apples.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
Yeah, it's got Cinnamon Toast Crunch cream on it.
You can't. Honestly, you can't go wrong with this.
It on the tip of my dick.
I can see putting it on toast, but it kind of feels like that's redundant since cinnamon toast. And you're just using a creamy spread. You might as well use cinnamon. So I would like to use this with things that aren't what it's trying to mimic, but. Yeah. That
apples would be good.
Apples would be fantastic. Get that bite of a Granny Smith dipped into that. Oh, my God.
What if you try dipping that Beyond Meat jerky in there? Would it make it better?
Nope.
If I dip it in this now, he would be pissed.
Oh, you're not dipping it in mine. You have your own.
I don't. I only got that one.
Oh, you didn't get one for yourself?
I didn't know if it was going to be good or if what I would use it on. So I bought it for the show. You keep the rest. I've tasted it, I know that the store I went to has a bunch. I'm going to go back and maybe grab a jar.
Until he goes back and there's a jar.
I mean, they're like $4 almost $5 a piece. So they're pricey for that size of a jar. So I didn't feel like spending $10 on something I was honestly... I don't know why I didn't think I would like it. I just didn't know what I would use it for right
fucking
away.
Fucking shills like us will go back and spend $5 on a fucking jar.
I'm going to.
I will.
It's a small jar. I think I hate doing this. It's the third one today. It's a 5.
I'm the same.
I don't care. These are all good snacks.
we had some good ones this
go
time
out
around.
And find yourself all the ones we gave 5 to. Go out and get
Beyond
the Cinnamon
Meat.
Toast. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Creamy Cinnamon Spread, the fucking Icy Cookies. The cheesy, curly crabs. They weren't hers.
No,
they're Royal Farms.
Market Farms. Royal Farms.
Go out and get yourself some snacks.
That sucks because I know 2 of these we can get readily available. The other ones I'm going to have to beg some people to
tell
send me.
Phil I really need like 3 bags of those crab curls because I will eat them.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Those are good.
Join us next week. As we discuss my movie, Taxi Driver.
I hear it's good.
I wouldn't know. I haven't watched it yet.
Will watch it later this week.
Yeah, I'll watch it later too. I'll be in sweet Disneyland next week. So it's going to be pre-recorded. So if it's not as entertaining as most shows, just wait.
We recorded it first. Trust me, it's going to be entertaining.
I'm excited for Jordan's pick of Casablanca after my pick of... Taxi Driver.
I picked Oscar with Sylvester Stallone.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, you mean you didn't need to tell anybody you're going to Disneyland?
I'm going to Disneyland.
We don't talk just about Jordan's picks on the Snack Table Show.
We don't talk about Jordan. But it was the snack show day.
It was the snack show.
Are you telling the story or am I?
Anyways. I'm sorry, Aaron Gordon.
All
fucking
right.
Gold. We saved it for the end. You're welcome, everybody.
If you made it this far, congratulations. As always, I'm Aaron.
I'm Jordan.
And Scott.
Big gulps, huh? Well, see you later.
One day that'll work.
What do you mean one day it'll work? It works every day.
It doesn't.
What doesn't work about it?
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm just fucking with you. It's so easy to push your button.